Glad that you're here. Welcome to Mark and Friends here on this Thursday, January 7th, 2021. It feels so weird, first of all, saying it's January and saying 2021 as well. So, I don't know. It's all been a blur here for the last several months. And, yeah, so hard to believe that we're in January. Good to see you, Fred. I hope you are having just a blessed week and a wonderful start to the new year. I am Joey Kroll, and, you know, my wife and I, we were on board of losing 25 pounds each last year, last spring, and then COVID-19 hit, and then, you know, we were quarantined, and we gained a good part of that back, and I, when I say a good part, I meant a good part of that back, and so... So this week we got back on gear. So this entire week we stayed focused on, we're doing Weight Watchers. So we've been focused the entire week, and it's Thursday, and tomorrow's going to be Friday. And so we'll have an entire week of us, staying true on our journey there. So I'm pretty proud of ourselves. I really am. Both, my wife and myself, we're trying our best. I'm really proud of us. So, hey, it's January, as I mentioned. That means the January edition of Prime Lifetime's out and about now, so be sure to get your copy. There's hundreds of locations throughout our listening area and beyond. If you want more details about where you can get your free copy of Prime Lifetime's, just visit primelifetimes.com. Click on the distribution site link right there up at the top of the website, that tab there, and you'll see all the places and locations where you can get your copy of the paper. Again, that's primelifetimes.com. Well, today for Mark and Friends, we're going to take a look at a fantastic passage, Proverbs chapter 3, and we're going to be talking about starting the new year off right. You know, I just talked about how my wife and I are getting back on our weight loss journey, and as important as that is, there's something a little bit more important. And that is our relationship with Christ. And that's what we're going to be talking about today from Proverbs chapter 3, starting the new year off right. Right after this, for the Thursday edition of Mark and Friends. To you.
say that I'm a friend. You are my desire. No one else will do. Nothing else could take your place. To feel the warmth of your embrace. Help me find the way. Bring me back to you.
For listening to Mark and Friends here on this Thursday. It's Joey Kroll, and here we are, 7 days, officially a week into the new year, 2021. And so I thought today we'd spend just a couple of minutes in God's Word together and talk about starting the new year off right. So if you have your Bible, head on over to Proverbs chapter 3 today. Starting the new year off right from Proverbs chapter 3. And if you remember last year, we had calendars out, we had planned, and those calendars, we didn't really use much of them, did we? I mean, maybe just a few months, and the rest were just ignored, I'll tell you. But we're going to be taking a look at starting the year off right from Proverbs chapter 3 today. Verse 5 says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and turn away from evil. It will be healing to your flesh and refreshment to your bones. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of all your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty, and your vats will be bursting with wine. And so today, God's Word tells us we need to trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. If you want to start off 2021 on the right foot, friend, we need to trust in the Lord. The word trust is really an action word. It is to lie helpless face down. To trust in the Lord. See, when you get to know the God of the Bible, dear friend, you will soon realize that he is trustworthy. For some of us, that's a hard thing to grasp, because maybe our own earthly father was someone we could not trust, somebody who was not dependable, somebody who was anything but trustworthy. But friend, our God, our heavenly Father, is nothing. Listen, nothing like any human, nothing like any man on earth. He is perfect, he is good, and he is faithful. Friend, we can trust God no matter what happens, because God is trustworthy. He's trustworthy, friend. The Bible says to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. You know, whatever the Bible talks about heart, it is always talking about the center of a man, the completeness of a person. I love my family with all of my heart, right? It is the heartbeat of a man. It is the center of a person. And we have folks today who say, follow your heart. Right? Follow your dreams. Do what feels good inside and follow your heart. In fact, the Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things. Don't follow your heart. You entrust your heart to God's heart and you follow His, right? But friend, we are to trust in the Lord with all of our heart, with everything that we have, with every ounce of our being. And then some. It's not half-hearted devotion. It's not following Him on Sundays and sometimes on Mondays, but on Wednesdays when we go to Bible study, and we'll do it again on Sundays. The Bible says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lay out all your cards on the table and say, God, this is my heart. This is my life. God, here's a blank check. I'm going to sign off on the bottom and I'm going to trust You with everything that I have. So God's Word tells us to trust in the Lord. I can do that. Because He's trustworthy. He's trustworthy. Yeah, there may have been some doors closed in the past that disappointed me. That was hard. But friend, at the end of the day, God has never disappointed me. He is trustworthy. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart, everything that you have, and then some. We need to give Him, dear friend, our complete trust in 2021. And we also need to give Him the full control. Because in Proverbs 3, the last half of verse 5, it says, and do not lean on your own understanding. Fred, here's a thought for you. We don't have all the answers. We don't. You don't have all the answers. I don't have all the answers. We don't have all the answers. You know, in fact, we're the reason why there's warning labels on some devices. I mean, have you seen on the back of some shirts, do not iron shirt while wearing it. I mean, that is a real warning label, Fred. We don't know it all. The Bible says, do not lean on your own understanding. That means do not rely on, right? And Fred, as you live your life, as we make decisions, the temptation is to lean on what we know or what we think we know, right? What we think is best. We lean on our experience. We lean on our education. And now there's nothing wrong with that as long as you use it according to His will on the matter. Because, friend, if we truly trust Him, we will have to let go of our pride. We will have to let go of our programs. We have to let go of our plans. Even the best laid human plans cannot begin to approach the magnificence of God's plans. Friend, we need to give Him control. So if you want to have a successful 2021, we need to give Him our complete trust. We need to give Him the control. And friend, we need to give Him the acknowledgement. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 6 says, in all of your ways, acknowledge Him. That means to recognize, to honor His lordship. You know, it's interesting. In the book of Esther, God raised up a woman by the name of Esther. He raised her up to be queen. Long story made short, her own people, the Jews, were going to be slaughtered. But Esther used her position and her influence to save a nation. God, dear friend, has given each and every one of us an element of influence, either at work or in the lives of certain people. Friend, if somebody looks up to you, you have influence. If people follow you, you have influence. If someone reports to you, you have influence. If you have, if you're connected to people on social media, dear friend, you have influence. And we need to use that influence to acknowledge and honor the Lord. We need to acknowledge Him in every area of our life, including our influence, including when we lead our family. I'll tell you what, in the Old Testament, there was a man by the name of Job who, the Bible says, he got up early every morning. And what did he do? He prayed. He prayed. He sought the Lord on behalf of his children. Joshua told the tribes of Israel, choose this day whom you will serve. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Friend, are you acknowledging Are you honoring? Are you aligning yourself under the Lordship of Christ in your family unit? If you want to have a successful 2021, we need to acknowledge Him in every area of our life, in our influence, in our family, in our marriage, in our resources. I'm not just talking about money, but I'm talking about the time that He's given us, the talents that we have. Some of us have the gift of administration. Some of us have the talent of understanding numbers and working with our hands and that incredible ability to cook, to paint, to clean, use our hands, friend. That should be used to build His kingdom and not our own. Acknowledge Him in all of our ways. So, friend, if you want to start 2021 off on the right foot, we need to give Him our complete trust. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. We need to give Him the complete control. That is not lean our own understanding. I don't know what this year is going to come up. I don't know what's going to take place this year in our family, our life, our church, our community, our neighborhood. But God, I'm going to trust You. I'm not going to lean. I'm not going to take control of areas that I ought not to be taking control in. God, I'm going to not lean on my own understanding. I'm going to trust You. I'm going to lean into You, and I'm going to completely trust You. And friend, we need to give Him the acknowledgement. The Bible says, in all of your ways, acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your paths. Friend, I don't know what this next chapter will hold. I have no idea what 2021 has in store for you and for me. I don't know what this next chapter holds. But friend, we can trust the author, because, dear friend, He is trustworthy.
So heaven's mercies at the mention of your name. Jesus, your name is power.